From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israel shelled a hospital in Gaza today, killing at least four people in an intensive care ward. Israel says its initial investigation suggests anti-tank missiles were stored nearby. From Gaza, NPR's Emily Harris has more.
Cardiologist Iyad Abu Shayara was doing rounds when the first shell hit the hospital. We all dove to the floor, then moved toward the lobby, he said. Then more shells hit the hospital. Later, we managed to transfer some patients to other hospitals, but there was shelling all around, he said. Abu Bakr Bashir had been heading toward the hospital for safety when it was hit. He took his family to a relative's house instead. He worries about what's next.
If things go worse, where else can we go? Actually, there is no place, no other safe place.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
President Obama has signed an executive order prohibiting federal contractors and the federal government from discriminating on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. NPR's Maura Eliason has more of the new protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender employees.
The president's order applies to about 28 million workers, one-fifth of the U.S. workforce. There's a bill in Congress that would extend the ban to all U.S. workplaces. The Senate passed it by a big 64-32 vote majority, and the president urged LGBT advocates to push the House of Representatives to do the same.
I'm going to do what I can with the authority I have to act. The rest of you, of course, need to keep putting pressure on Congress to pass federal legislation that resolves this problem once and for all.
The president decided not to include an exemption for contractors with religious affiliations, a move the LGBT activists considered a great achievement. However, religiously affiliated contractors are still allowed to discriminate in favor of workers of their own faith. Maura Eliason, NPR News, The White House.
Texas Governor Rick Perry is announcing plans to deploy up to 1,000 Texas National Guard troops along his state's border with Mexico. It was part of an effort to boost the state's security and stem a wave of immigrants who've been pouring into the country illegally. John Nichols is the adjunct general with the Texas National Guard.
We're going to help them detect and prevent criminals from infiltrating through the international border. And then we're also going to help ensure the safety of our fellow Texans.
Texas officials say National Guard deployment is needed because of inactivity on the part of the White House. Nation's number two tobacco company, R.J. Reynolds, is vowing to fight a verdict from a Florida jury awarding $26.3 billion in punitive damages to the widow of a smoker who died of lung cancer. R.J. Reynolds Company executive Jeffrey Rayborn calling the damage award grossly excessive. Or the lawyer representing the woman whose husband died says the verdict sends a powerful message to tobacco makers they cannot continue to lie about the addictiveness and deadly chemicals in their cigarettes. Stocks after posting gains Friday moved the other way to begin the new week. The Dow was down 48 points to 17,051. The Nasdaq dropped 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. A friend of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev has been convicted of impeding the investigation into the incident. Osmet Tasiyakov found guilty today of obstruction of justice and conspiracy for agreeing with another friend to remove a backpack from Tsarnaev's dorm room that contained emptied fireworks and several days after the 2013 attack. Tsarnaev and his brother, who died in a shootout with police, are alleged to have placed explosives at the finish line that detonated, killing three people and wounding more than 260 others. The Senate's likely to take up a short-term fix to the Highway Trust Fund this week. That is, unless Congress transfers money into the account, because road projects all over the country could slow or even come to a halt by next month. As NPR's Espi Date explains, Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox is urging Congress to pass a long-term solution.
In remarks to the National Press Club, Fox likened the current proposal to find 10 months' worth of funding to a hunt for loose change.
Our Congress is running out of mattresses, out of child seats and rocks to look under, to patches for just a little while longer.
Fox was mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, prior to joining the Obama administration. He says short-term patches make long-term projects difficult to plan.
With a 10-month patch, you don't know what's on the other end of that 10 months, and that's the problem we have in our surface system right now.
The Republican-led House has already passed its 10-month extension of the Highway Trust Fund. Democrats who control the Senate hope to pass an extension this week, but worry that it could get bogged down in an argument over proposed changes. Espi Date, NPR News, the Capitol.
Global heat wave appears to be continuing, at least during the month of June. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, last month's average global temperature was around 61.2 degrees, 1.3 degrees warmer than the 20th century average. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.